eyes of him tomorrow. And when I get to that celestial city and step through the gate, it'll be because of him. Hallelujah. Now I'll have to say, praise, thanks be unto God, which hath given us the victory through his Son, Christ Jesus. One of my favorite preachers that's been passed on, Brother Willie Ray Gentry, down in Prattville, Alabama, a great man. He said, I don't care if I'm the very last one that gets to heaven. He said, it doesn't matter to me, he said, if I'm the very last person that walks through the gate. Just as long as when the gate clinks behind me, Jesus can look over that multitude and say, there he is. There he is. There he is. And I'll be able to say, here I am. About 2 years ago, he walked into the gates of heaven. And I believe the Lord welcomed him with a great welcome and said, there he is. Somewhere on that celestial city, he's shouting the victory. And if he could talk to us tonight, he'd say, preach on, son, preach on. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Hallelujah. You ever seen a runner on its last mile home, last lap? It seems just like, amen, he's weary and he's worn out from the long race. But when he turns that last curve to stretch for the finish line, the crowd stands to their feet and begins to wave. He looks up and sees that crowd and it just gives him some extra energy he didn't think he had. So he picks up his pace, Amen. And then all of a sudden he looks, as he looks, he watches, as his coach stands up that has coached him the whole time. Amen. And when his coach stands up, there's just more to it as he waves his hand. Well, in heaven tonight, I believe the angels are waving us home. I believe those that are gone before us are saying, get up, keep going, keep pushing, keep praying, keep fighting. You can make it. But greatest of all, I believe Jesus, our coach, our head coach, is a waving us on to the finish line. And I don't know about you, I can't sing that song, but if I could, I would. I feel like running my last mile home. How many believes we're going to win this war? How many knows that you really, really know you're going to win this war? We are fighting a winning battle. All we've got to do is just be here and keep fighting and praying. We've already won it. Amen. A friend of mine wrote this song. She was going through one of the hardest times of her life. Amen. The devil seemed like he had the upper hand in her life. Amen. But all of a sudden she said, I'm tired of listening to you. I'm tired of letting you beat me down. I'm tired of you winning. Jesus won the victory. He gave me the keys. So I've got power over you. He conquered you. So therefore I'm going to win this war. Hallelujah. You worship with me tonight. Amen. I'm gonna win this war, 'cause I know what I'm fighting for. Like an eagle, I will soar. Satan, I won't bow down. Oh, Jesus won the victory, and then he handed me the keys. He conquered my enemy. I'm going to win this war. Oh, well, he told me I was a savior. This is my first time singing it. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, he told me I wasn't saved. He told me I had no faith. Every time he come around, I fell and then he would beat me down. Oh, but I'm tired of listening to him. I'm tired of letting him win. Oh, Jesus conquered sin, and now I'm ready to fight again. I'm gonna win this war, 'cause I know what I'm fighting for. Oh, like an eagle, I'm gonna soar. Satan, I won't bow down. Oh, for Jesus won the victory, and then he handed me the key. Oh, to conquer my enemy, I'm gonna win this war. The battle raced a long time ago. He said, I have him, I won't let him go. Oh, but Jesus took the gates of hell, defeated Satan and unlocked myself. Since Jesus won the victory, every time I bow my knees, you know I fight a battle within. Oh, but through Jesus, I'm gonna win. Oh, I'm gonna win this war. 'Cause I know what I'm fighting for. 'Cause I'm gonna soar. Satan, I won't bow down. Oh, for Jesus won the victory, and then he handed me the key. Oh, to conquer my enemy, I'm gonna win this war. He told me I wasn't saved. Oh, he told me I had no faith. And every time he'd come around, I'd fail and then he would beat me down. Oh, but I'm tired of listening to him. Oh, I'm tired of letting him win. Well, Jesus conquered sin, and now I'm ready to fight again. Oh, I'm going to win this war, 'cause I know what I'm fighting for. Like an eagle, I'm going to soar. Satan, I won't bow down. For Jesus won the victory, and then he handed me the key. Oh, to conquer my enemy, I'm gonna win this war. The battle raced a long time ago. Well, hell said, I have him and I won't let him go. But Jesus took the gates of hell, and then he unlocked my cell. Well, since Jesus won the victory, every time I bow on my knees, oh, I fight a battle within. Oh, but through Jesus, I'm gonna win. Oh, I'm gonna win this war, 'cause I know what I'm fighting for. Well, like an eagle, I'm gonna soar. Satan, I won't bow down. Oh, for Jesus won the victory, and then he handed me the key. Oh, to conquer my enemy, I'm gonna win this war. Let's worship him for one. Oh, I'm gonna win this war, 'cause I know what I'm fighting for. Oh, like an eagle, I'm gonna soar. Satan, I won't bow down. Oh, for Jesus won the victory, and then he handed me the key. Conquer my enemy, I'm gonna win this war. You know he told me I wasn't saved. He told me I had no faith. But every time he'd come around, I'd fail and then he would beat me down. Oh, but I'm tired of listening to him. Oh, I'm tired of letting him win. Well, Jesus conquered sin, so I'm ready to fight again. Oh, Jesus gonna win this war. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what I'm fighting for. Oh, like an eagle, I'm gonna soar. Satan, I won't bow down. Jesus won the victory, and then he handed me the keys. Just to conquer my enemy, I'm gonna win this war. Raise your hands and love him tonight.
I wasn't going to say this tonight. It just seemed like I feel it on my heart. I feel like this is the Lord wants. You worship with me tonight. Same friend of mine wrote that song, wrote this, and I sung the chorus of the night, but I didn't know the verses. So I called today and got them from them. And, she wrote this, that young girl's funeral I preached about, that 17-year-old girl, Becky. We were sitting on the platform behind the pulpit as the preacher preached. The Lord gave her this. It'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who has to see death. It'll never be me who has to stand before God's throne. It'll never be me, I've heard you say. It'll never be me, I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with people who said, it'll never be me. It'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who has to see death. It'll never be me who has to stand before God's throne. It'll never be me, I've heard you say. It'll never be me, I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with people who said, it'll never be me. It's appointed unto man once to die, and this appointment you'll have to keep, and you can't deny. Oh, why do you lie and say you'll never face God's throne? No matter how rich, no matter how smart, oh, God knows the depths of your heart. But still you say, I think I'm okay. It'll never be me. Ask God to help us tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, it'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who has to see death. It'll never be me who has to stand before God's throne. It'll never be me, I've heard you say. It'll never be me, I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with people who said, it'll never be me. Standing here today, I look at a friend death took away. She had so much life and so much beauty.
to behold. She once sung songs of joy, but she played with God. And friend, my God, he's not a toy. She said, oh, look at me. I'm so young and I'm free. It'll never be me. Oh, it'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who has to see death. It'll never be me who has to stand before God's throne. Hallelujah. It'll never be me. I've heard you say, it'll never be me. I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with people who said, it'll never be me. Standing here today, I look at a friend. Death took away. She had so much life and so much beauty to behold. She once sung songs of joy, but she played with God. And my friend, God is not a toy. She said, oh, look at me. I'm so young and I'm free. It'll never be me. Oh, it'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who has to see death. It'll never be me who stands to stand before God's throne. It'll never be me. I've heard you say, it'll never be me. I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with people who said, it'll never be me. Raise your hands, ask God to touch us tonight. Oh, it'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who has to see death. It'll never be me who has to stand before God's throne. It'll never be me. I've heard you say, it'll never be me. I don't have time to pray. Oh, but hell cries out with people who said, it'll never be me. Tonight hell cries out with people who said, it'll never be me. Raise your hands and love him. Don't mind, stand all over the building, search him this way, and ask God to touch us tonight.
Amen. Oh, we need you. We need you. We need you. Sweet Spirit of God. Sweet Spirit of God. Will you move in this place tonight? Oh, God. We love you. We love you. We love you. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Please, the Lord can help us tonight. And please, He will help us. We'll let Him have His way tonight.
Is obey your mother and father. I say get in your truck, pack your bags, and get home now. Amen. But, nevertheless, amen, she's just picking. Amen. When you pray, there's something disturbing. I thought my brother never, ever calls me. He don't even talk. Usually, we're close now, but what I'm talking about, he's usually gone. And he's usually so busy he don't have time, and he's never there when I call. But he made a special long distance phone call last night. Amen. And told Sister Evans to make sure I called him, and he was really low. Seemed like he's been in a conviction for the. He come and sat in the service here the other night for the first time in a while. Sat through the whole service. For the last 2 or 3 years, he won't even sit. He'll listen to the singing and leave. But he's been sitting through the whole meeting the other night. Conviction fell. He said, if you had only come ask me, I'd have prayed. Amen. But I felt if I went and talked to him, I might run him off because it being me. So, but nevertheless, pray God deal with him. Amen. And amen. Ask God to touch us tonight. You're praying for us, aren't you? I'm glad that one day I settled down and I realized there was more important things in this life in this world and what it holds. And I'm glad Jesus has won the victory and I don't have to die lost and go to hell. There is hope beyond this life. Amen. Alright, all you that raised your hands, get your mind on the service. Get your heart up here. You seem scattered minded tonight. Amen. Sing and look around. You're just looking way off out in space. Like, where we at? What we doing here? Let's get our minds up here. Amen. I know how it is sometimes sitting out there too. Amen. Amen. When it's quiet. Amen. It's so hard to keep your mind in contact with what God's doing. But get it up. Shake yourself. You're the only one that can do it. I can't do it for you. Amen. I did walk to the pulpit one time and say, hello! Everybody in the place and about fell out of their pews. Scared them to death. Amen. So let's worship the Lord tonight. Amen. In this service. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You will get out of this service what you put into it. If you don't get anything out of it tonight, it is because you don't put anything into it. Amen. I watch in revival sometime people. Even preachers sometimes. Amen. I even watch preachers come in. Sit on the bench. Sit there. Go through the whole singing. Don't even hardly stand up. Don't even hardly worship. Don't even get in. Don't even hardly pray in the altar. And go home. And I think to myself, if I was out there and you was up here, I'd do my best to help you. And I'd get in too. Amen. Come on. If you don't believe me, Brother Savage, get started. I'll back him up. Ain't no greedy bone in my body. Ain't no jealous bone in my body. I believe, amen, in getting in. Amen. And if you love God, whether, amen, what's going on or not, you're going to worship Him. Whether it's you doing it or not. Whether it's you singing or not. Whether it's you testifying or not. Whether it's you bringing it down or not. You're going to get in.
Amen. And you know as well as I do, when you want to, you really can get in. When you make up your mind you need help, you will get it. Amen. You can't tell me you don't, because I've been there. No matter what you're going through, when you really want God to move, you will touch heaven for your situation. Wow. Amen. It is quiet. I told Brother Silas, man, I'm in trouble tonight. It is quiet. Amen. Well, here we are. Amen. Amen. And some of you shook your head for us to take it on, so you better get in here and help me. Amen. Don't leave me with the bag tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Song of Solomon, chapter number 5, verse number 2. Song of Solomon, chapter number 5, verse number 2. Amen. You ask God to move in this service tonight while we preach. The Song of Solomon is a symbolic to the church and their beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a relationship between, amen, two people that love one another. This book is, but it is symbolizing us and our Savior. He is the lily of the valley. He is the rose of Sharon. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the beloved. Even chapter 5, verse number 2, she said, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh. Saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. My head is filled with dew and my locks with the drops of the night. I put off my coat, how shall I put it on? Wash my feet, how shall I defile them? My beloved put it in his hand by the hole of the door. My bowels were moved for him. Notice the first part of verse 2, I sleep, but my heart waketh. In other words, I did not get up. I was still asleep. My heart woke up. I heard my beloved talking to me, but I did not get up and do anything about what he was talking to me about. Amen. I heard him speak to me. My heart was moved. Conviction came to my heart. I heard him saying, open to me and allow me in. But yet I kept sleeping. My heart heard him, but I did not do anything about it. My beloved put his hand in the hole of the door, and my bowels removed for him. I rose up to open to my beloved. Listen to this. And my hands dropped with myrrh. And my fingers were sweet and smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. For when the beloved had stretched his hand in the hole of the door, with sweet smelling myrrh dripped off of his hands onto the door locks, she arose and ran to the door to find the beloved. But it was too late to find him. The only thing that she found of him was sweet-smelling myrrh. As she stuck her hand to open the door, it dripped off her hands. Only the remains of where the beloved had been. No doubt he had been there. No doubt his presence had been there. The remains of him was left on the doorknob of her heart. How many people in the world today are walking around with the evidence that God, or that the Son of God, has been at their door knocking and knocking and knocking? Amen. I'm going to preach real slow probably tonight, but I feel this on my heart. They is secret places in our hearts that we don't let nobody into. They are places that nobody ever goes. They are places that in our hearts that we even don't even want to unlock and go in ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. You can keep your mind off of me if you want to. Amen. But what God has for you tonight, amen, in the touch of heaven that God wants to do in your life, you will see it again whether you listen or not. You'll stand before God with it. Amen. 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 I've had people, amen, do everything they can to keep their mind off of preaching in my revival sometimes. Amen. And they think just because they didn't listen, though they were there, yet they did not listen, that they will not have to give an account. Oh, help me. I'm fixing to get a real tough right now. You ain't going to like what this preacher's fixing to tell you. But I want to tell you, if you missed church and you could have been there and you was not there on Judgment Day when God says, you remember such and such message, you're going to say, no, I wasn't there, God. God's going to say, I know you wasn't there. But yet you have to give an account for it because you could have been. It did get quiet on that one. Amen. Amen. We will give an account for the services that we could have been and those that we should have listened to. Amen. That we were just so carried away in our mind that we could not pay attention to it. Amen. 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 The evidence that the Beloved had been there. His myrrh dripped off the door. Amen. The sweet smelling myrrh. And when I stretched my hand out and grabbed the doorknob, the sweet smelling myrrh from His presence dripped off of my fingertips. Oh God, help us here. I want to tell you, in our lives, we will not have no excuse on Judgment Day when God looks at us and says, what about the secret place in your heart you never let me into? What about the place that you never opened up and allowed me to go into and to take care of it? Come on here. Oh God, help me just a while. Amen. His, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He that will open unto me, I will come in and will sup with him, and he with me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. But yet he knocketh. But because of my sleep, I did not get up. My heart heard him. I felt conviction. I felt God deal with me about it. But yet I did not do nothing about what the preacher preached or what the Spirit dealt with me about. I let it alone. You're fixing to really fall, amen, out of your pew now. Amen. A grudge or bitterness will take you to hell. Do you hear me? Oh God, don't let me have an unfinished task. Amen. You may not realize this or not, amen, but I fear, amen, on Judgment Day. Amen. God, don't let me have one spot nor blemish in my life. We don't realize, amen, how hard, amen, we don't realize, amen, amen, how important it is every day, every idle word, everything that we say, everything that we do, we will going to have to give an account to what we have done and what we have said. Amen. The greatest judgment that will come to the hearts and the lives of people is people that Jesus has been knocking on their heart's door, and the evidence is there and they have the opportunity, but they did not accept that opportunity. Amen. That is the greatest sin. The sin of rejecting Christ. Christ. Not my preaching, not my singing, but the rejection of Christ. Come on here, help me while I preach. Amen. We allow little things to come in our lives. Amen. And we think nothing of it and we act like it is nothing to us. Amen. And we just keep putting it on the carpet, keep shoving it on the carpet, and we leave it there. Amen. But God knows right where it's at. Amen. I know it's different tonight. Amen. I'm feeling a struggle. Amen. Right this minute. Hallelujah. Amen. But I got news for you, devil. We did not miss God. Come on, that's the first things he's screaming in my ears. You should have left. You should have left. You should have left. You shouldn't have stayed. You missed God. But I've got news for you. I didn't miss God. You just don't like it. Amen. Because the Spirit of God, amen, is knocking down some of the wall that you have built in these lives. Oh! Oh! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. I'm no stranger to the struggle. I'm no stranger to the battle. Amen. I meet like this all the time. Come on here. Help me just a while. Amen. Oh God. But I want to tell you. Amen. We think. Amen. Little bitterness and little grudges here. And little things that are unsettled. Amen. Are going to go forgotten about. Amen. But God knows where it is. Amen. I preach a message sometime on kill the spider. Kill him. Amen. Saturday night, amen, I ran to your bedroom and I knocked on your door and I said, please, Brother Savage, please come down here. They are two big spiders in my room. Get rid of them. Amen. And Brother Savage sure did. He killed both of them. Come on. But I am afraid so many times in our lives we clean the cobwebs, but we let the spider keep right on living. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. One old convert, even one boy in a revival, even every night he'd say, clean the cobwebs. He'd be in the altar. Clean the cobwebs out of my soul, God. Clean the cobwebs out of my soul. Clean the cobwebs out of my soul. And the preacher laid hands on him and said, great God, kill the spider that keeps causing, amen, them cobwebs to come in our lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I'm feeling a little bit better now. I want to tell you, the devil doesn't boldly open the door and walk into our lives. He comes inch by inch, gradually. He comes so slow, amen, you can't even see movement. Amen, it is so slow, you cannot even see that something's happening, that something's changing. But yet in your heart, when the Spirit moves, and the Holy Ghost begins to talk to you, amen, it deals with your heart and shows you where you need it and where you need to fix things and where it's a changing, and it's a gradually coming into your life. And the greatest thing you could do is to stop it before it gets any bigger in your life. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I preached to you the other night and I never finished it. Amen. About the, amen, young lady I thought was my first love. Amen. Me and the boy that she began to date and married. Amen. It went on for about a year, Brother Jimbo. That thing ate at me and ate at me. I'm talking about bitterness. Amen. We'll move on to hatred. Amen. But before it ever got to hatred, amen, thank God the Lord dealt with me about it. And I remember one night in prayer, amen, and I got through praying at my altar beside my bed. And I got in the bed and the Lord spoke to me and said, if you'll get down and pray, amen, some more, I'll heal you of that thing. I'll fix that thing in your heart. And Brother Savage, I got down and prayed about 30 minutes. And when I went to bed, nothing spectacular happened. Nothing special. But when I got back up the next morning, I went through the day and then all of a sudden, I realized that it wasn't there no more. Even that I had fixed things. That I had took care of it. Come on, and I apologized to him. And he apologized to me. And now we're some of the closest
his friends. Hallelujah. Come on now. Amen. I tell you, amen. The Holy Ghost feels better than a grudge ever thought about feeling. The Holy Ghost and the love of God feels better, amen, than bitterness ever thought about feeling. Amen. Hallelujah. Humbleness under the mighty hand of God feels better, amen, than jealousy ever did. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If somebody's got something wrong with me, I want to find out why. And I want to apologize because I want it fixed between my life. Because I don't want the evidence of the blessed Savior present of where he's been. But he's left. And now I'm left with only the myrrh dripping off of my hands. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. I didn't know I was going to get off on this stuff. Amen. Amen. But there was a preacher. Amen. I was preaching for. In his church, he had a deacon. Amen. Been deacon of that church, I don't know how many years. 10, 15 years. Amen. Woo! I got to preaching one night. Amen. On grudges and bitterness. And about getting things fixed. And I noticed, you know, he just cried. That's it. Amen. He'd been quiet the whole first part of the revival. But out of that message, the next night, Sister Savage, he come in the front door, amen, with both hands in the air, shouted glory as loud as he could shout. Amen. We was already in choir, walked to the platform. Power God hit him when he got through shouting and crying. Leaned over me and said, "You know what, Brother Greg?" I said, "What, brother?" He said, "I went home last night out of that message." He said, "My dad died 20 years ago." And he said, "Me and my sister ain't spoke to one another since. We had such an argument, such a disagreement. We hadn't talked in years, 20 years. He said, "We don't, we'll pass each other in the same aisle in a grocery store and won't even recognize one another." He said, "But last night, amen, I called her." Amen. Got her number and called her. And he said, "Brother Greg," she was crying. And she said, "I forgive you. Will you forgive me?" And he said, "For the first time in 20 years, we said, 'Bye, I love you.'" Amen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, it feels better to allow the Savior to come in to the secret places of your life. Oh, help me. Help me. Help me. I didn't know I was going this way. I was headed this, amen, better another way. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's some doors in our hearts that the Savior's are knocking on. I tell you, there's some places in our lives that the Savior is a knocking on. He's just saying, "Let me in. Let me in. Let me in." Amen. But no, Savior, you don't want to go in that room. You don't want to go in there. There's some things in there that I don't want you to see. There's some things in there I don't want you to know about. Oh, help me, help me, help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But why don't you open the key tonight? Amen. Take the key. Open it up and say, "Clean it out, Lord. Clean it out, Lord. Clean it out, Lord." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there a place in your heart that even you don't go? You got some things in there you didn't want no one to know. But he's handing you the key with a look of love on his face. He says, "I want to make you clean. Let me go in your secret place. Let me go in your secret place." Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Lord here tonight. I'm not kicking my leg tonight, but I'm feeling sweet. I'm feeling such a wooing of the Spirit tonight.
Hallelujah. Come on here now. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You can hide it from me. You can hide it from brother. Yeah, I know his name. I'm Brother Savage. You can hide it from all of us. What caught my attention was something the Lord brought back to me. It's a preacher who's messed up now. He's messed up. He made this statement boldly. Brother Savage told him the other day. And I say this not to hurt us, even, but to help us. He said, there's men already in the grave that we shouted at their funerals. And we preached them into heaven that I had dealings with. And said, everybody thinks they're in heaven. He said, but they were just like me. You might as well help me preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Secret places nobody even ever goes. You don't go. Glory, help me just a while. Amen. I want to tell you, young folks, you think Brother Greg has played patty cake with you, don't you? Amen. You think Brother Greg has just played around with you. Just, amen, forgot. Amen. Amen. Just preached to you because I'm just another preacher. I'm just somebody else that's just come through here. Amen. But I believe this meeting was divinely inspired of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And when I get churches like this, I've enjoyed myself and you made me feel so good. Amen. I'd like just to, amen, put my stake here and stay a while. Amen. But I can't. I got to go on and preach somewhere else. Amen. But I want to tell you tonight, amen, you may not pray and you may not come to this altar, but there's one thing about it. This has been your opportunity. This has been your chance. You'll never stand before God and say, you didn't tell me. Nobody ever talked to me. For this has been your time. And this has been your... Oh, help me. For time and chance happeneth to us all. Hallelujah. On judgment day, we'll not be able to say, Lord, you never dealt with me about that thing in my life. You never dealt with my heart. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Sometimes it ain't the things that we do. Amen. But it is the heart. Amen. That God wants to talk to us about. Amen. Come on. Amen. It ain't necessarily the thing wrong. Come on now. Amen. But it's because, amen, the intention of the heart. Come on now. Amen. I've been in a restaurant. Amen. And they give me extra money. Had a change. Amen. Give me $5 more. Brother, you better believe I don't put it in my pocket and walk out. I say, ma'am, here's $5. If I'm at a grocery store and get a drink out of the drink machine and it gives me my 50 cents back, I take it back in and say, ma'am, your machine's tore up. You help me here. Amen. The gun machines messed up at one of the restaurants back home. My stepdaddy and my brother was getting all kind of gun. Amen. And I went and told and said to him, I said, you better fix that. People's getting your gun. Amen. Come on here. I won't even eat a grape. Amen. Before I pay for it. Amen. Come on now. I won't even pluck one out of the bushel thing before I make sure, because that one grape could be one little bitty ounce. Amen. Oh, help me. Or just part of an ounce. Oh, you're looking at me funny now. Amen. You think I done fell off of my rocker. Amen. But I don't want the devil to be able in the midnight hour to say, you remember that grape? Do you remember that 50 cent? Come on here. Ow! You better believe he'll show you things like that. Hallelujah. My Sunday school teacher told us one time, amen, said if you ever pick something up in Walmart and you're on the other side of the store and you decide you don't want it and you lay it where it don't belong, amen, that is sin. And I was at a worldly church too. This before I got saved. Hallelujah. I'm talking about charismatic world. Amen. Amen. I said, why is it wrong, sir? He said, because you're making somebody have to pick it up, move it around. Come on, I won't even do it till today. Come on now. Amen. I know you may think that's crazy, and that's between you and God. Amen. But because that's in my mind, help me here. Amen. Because it's in my mind, my heart says, don't do it. Come on now. Help me just a while. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, brother, we are headed as fast to the judgment like a runaway train. My God, I feel like preaching tonight. Every word, every thought, my God, help me, Lord. Everything, every ought, everything that we have done, we will give an account for on judgment day. And the greatest of all judgments, hallelujah, will be the judgment of rejection of Jesus Christ. You may think, well, it's over. My brother told me in preaching right before he is backslid, but before he really, really got so far out, he won't even come. I said, how do you sit through services when conviction comes your way? He says, Greg, I know if I sit there long enough, it'll leave. And if I'll just hold out long enough, I won't have to worry about it bothering me no more. You come on here, help me while I preach. Hallelujah. To think I don't feel conviction anymore is to say that Jesus has walked away from the door of your heart and is no longer there knocking, is no longer there pleading, and no longer there. R.W. Shambach, in his good days, was preaching a big meeting somewhere when a woman walked in that tent meeting, walked to the platform right in the middle of his message in his office to give an altar call, walked to the platform and said, give me the microphone, preacher. He said to her, no, ma'am. She said, preacher, give me the microphone. About that time, the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, let her tell what she's got to say. She grabbed the microphone, tears dripping off her chin. She said, I came here tonight to this tent meeting for one reason. She said, you're looking at a woman that the Spirit of God has left. She said, I come to this tent meeting to tell you, if you had enough sense, you had enough, amen, fear of God in your heart, she said, I would run to this altar, lay myself across it, and weep. She said, I've been to every meeting that I can go to, and I've prayed at every altar call that I can pray to. She said, but to no avail. Nothing's happening in my life. For I turned God away as a young girl. And I turned Him away. And I laughed at the preacher. And I laughed, amen, at the singing. And I laughed at the altar call. Amen. And I just shunned it away. And she said, I thought because I was just young, everything was fine. She said, but I've realized, amen, God has never dealt with me since. And I don't know how many got saved in that tent meeting. Oh, help me while I preach just a while. Amen. Oh, are you praying for me tonight? Amen. Are you asking God to touch us? Oh, Lord. Amen. How many of us were here, but yet we're not here? Amen. Our bodies are here, but our hearts are not here. Do you know that the hardest heart, the world's hardest heart, is churchgoers. The world's hardest heart is people that have heard the gospel and people that have been preached to night after night. They are untouchable, seem like. Oh God, help me, help me, help me, help me, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And because God holds back judgment, and because God doesn't move speedily, amen, to move in your life, amen, and trip you up and get your attention, you think God ain't never going to come to you. But I'm telling you tonight, amen, you reject Jesus Christ every time you come, and you don't pray, and you don't listen, and you don't seek God, amen, and you just come to play patty cake, and you're just here, and the man of God gets up with a message on his heart, and you pass it off, and you're just somebody. Help me a while, Lord. You pass it off because it's just him. Hallelujah. I'm closing. I'm quit. I'm going to tell you, to some of you, the Lord's going to dust his feet off. You hear me? Now, if this must make such a bold statement, Brother Savage, and I say it with all burden and love in my heart, I've traveled for 4 years preaching revivals. But I don't know if I've ever quite seen such a hardness among young people like I've seen. You think it's funny. I want to tell you something. You don't reject God and reject God and reject His Spirit and get by with it. Somebody told me the other night, said, Brother Greg, you're not the first preacher that preaches like this. Every evangelist we've got comes by here, preaches just like this. There's one thing for sure. You got evidence dripping off your heart's door. You got evidence dripping off your heart's door. Across the plains of time, a voice reaches from the shores of Galilee to this land. The voice sounds as a trumpet roars as thunder. Unmistakable, this voice with one word brought galaxies into being, raised corpse from the dead, pronounced healing to all who listened, spoke judgment to every tooth-faced, come on here, and comfort to the lost and the distraught. Now that same voice comes as a still small voice, as the rushing rivers, as the balm of Gilead, as conviction of deep truth, as command for countless legions. Hear that voice, take up your cross. Amen, is what that voice says. Why? Because what we receive freely cost Him dearly. Salvation that we are so freely given, that is so freely handed us by the grace and the love of God, even cost Him His life. Cost Him His life. He bled and died on Calvary. Nailed His precious loving hands to a rugged tree. And all you can do is mock. And all all you can do. As if with the attitude, preacher, you can't touch me. Preach like you want to, but you can't touch me. Spirit of God, move, but you can't move me, God. It's not the fact, the rejection of my preaching. It is the rejecting of the Spirit of God that's going to cost you everything you've got. And I want to tell you tonight, the problem, amen, and the things in your life that's already bringing you down is going to get worse than what you're thinking it is. Amen. You're going to make some decision, amen, in your life that's going to destroy your life. You'll weep and cry and beg God, and God may have mercy and save your soul. Amen. But the pain and the heartache of a life of sin, amen, oh God, the loneliness, amen, the emptiness that's going to come out of this thing in your life. Help me, Holy Ghost, while I preach just a little while. Amen. It's going to be more than what you can bear. Hallelujah. 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 It's going to be more. Amen. You're going to cry as the man in the Bible did. My punishment is more than I can bear. It's going to cost you something. You hear me? This woman said, I slept, my heart wakeneth, and when I got up to run to the door, he was gone, and I looked for him, and I couldn't find him, and I run through the streets, but I couldn't find him. I ran everywhere, but he could not be found. He was gone. I asked everybody, have you seen the Beloved? Have you seen my Savior? Have you seen him? But he was gone. It's going to cost you something. Your attitude toward God's going to cost you something, ma'am. It's going to cost you something. They laughed and they shunned Noah and said, Noah, keep building the ark. It ain't going to rain. They made fun of him and wagged their heads. He said, go ahead, old preacher. Build your ark. But the day came when the Spirit of God moved on him. And he said, shut the door. And when Noah got inside the ark, he closed the door. And it began to rain, and the earth opened up the waters. They began to beat. But Noah said, I'm sorry, but once the door is shut, you can't open it. And I read in Matthew where the Bible said, amen, and the door was shut. Do you know why when people go to pray for salvation, even they have to pray for a few nights before they ever even get a hold of something? Do you know why it's so hard? Sister Savage said, when Ricky prayed, he had to pray and fight all the hell. Amen. You don't know why, Sister Savage? Amen. Sister Foster, when you came into this good thing, when the Holy Ghost came in and the Spirit of the Lord dealt with you and you got saved, the door was wide open. Amen. Anybody. Amen. The conviction was moved and people just walked into the sheepfold. Amen. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. But you see, the door's almost shut. Amen. And those that are getting in this hour are having to press their way through the crack of the door and push with everything they've got. Help me here just a while. And push and push and push. Oh, help me. And the door is almost closed. And if we could call back the man in Noah's day, as the flood rose, the man on top of the highest mountain, at the tip top of the highest tree, as the waters was flooding, him hanging on to the tip top limb, with his wife hanging on to his waist, and his babies hanging on to his legs, as he's holding on to the tip top of that limb, at the tip top tree, at the tip top of the very highest place, mountain, as the ark of God, as Noah's ark goes floating by. I wonder what that man would say. I wonder what that man would preach to us. Amen. As he held on, as Noah's ark floated by, he might have said, oh, if I had only had not been so, amen, ignorant. Amen. Come on now. If I had had not only, amen, been so naive, amen, and so ambitious in my life, amen, that I did not accept God, and I pushed him away, and I pushed him away, and I pushed him away, until now. I'm just about finished. Bible talks of the great white throne judgment. When God stands and judges the hearts of all men. He stands there. You shall worship. You shall bow. You shall magnify his holy name. The atheist will be not an atheist on that day, for they will see God for who God is. God steps up to that throne out of millions and millions and millions. He begins to call our names out. He calls my name out. Greg, I can step before the throne. And I stand before the throne and God looks at me. And I look back at God. And if I don't preach what God gives me like I did, I could have preached something else tonight. Could have. I don't feel like I'm doing too good tonight. I want to tell you, I'm doing what I feel in my heart. And on judgment day, God won't be able to look at me and say, where's the... Says he'll say, enter in, because he won't fly no blood dripping off my hands because I didn't try to preach to you. But I'm going to tell you, when I stand before God, it ain't going to be my grandpa standing there for me. It ain't going to be grandma. It's going to be me and God. God looks out across that vast multitude. He goes to calling your name out. The angel stands there and says, Devonna, Savage, come here. Kneel before the throne of God. As she kneels there and looks at God, God looks over the throne to her. She may say, well, God, I was raised, and Brother L.D. Savage is my granddaddy. Sister, my granny prayed for me. My grandma prayed for me. We had the best preachers come through our church. Amen. Some of the greatest. Amen. I looked at your wall. Some of the greatest in the independent holiness movement. Graces this pulpit every year. And she'll look at God, and God will look through the book of life. And Devonna say, where's my name, God? God, my name's there, isn't it? Grandma prayed, Mama prayed, Mama prayed, Mama cried, Mama was a piano player, Mama did that. But God's going to look down there and say, but Devonna, this is not me and your mom, this is me and you. And God looks into that book, and he comes, and he says, I can't find your name in here. You remember the times that you sat in Massanova Church and you rejected me? You rejected my spirit. You rejected my preachers. Said, you depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Amen. Hallelujah. Angel, make her be quiet. Mama, this is between me and her, not me and you. She can't go on your account. Sit down. Help me a while, Lord. Help me a while, Lord. Dougie, step up here to the throne of God. Dougie kneels down before the throne of God. Dougie looks up and says, but God, wait before you start looking in that book. Said, my pastor's Brother L.D. Savage. My daddy never missed a service. He took me. My daddy even prayed with me at night. My mama prayed with me. Said, God, please, please God, make sure, look good God. And God goes looking in the throne room, the book of life, and he looks and he looks and he looks and he says, son, here I have revival after revival where preachers come by and I dealt with them to preach to you, Dougie, but yet and still you sit right over there on the second pew from the altar, second pew, only 4 feet from being saved, only 4 feet from having God in your life, and you rejected me every time. You turned me away every time. Amen. You sat back and did not listen to my me and the spirit of me drawing you. I see here, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Hallelujah. Mama, sit down. This is between me and your son, not me and you. Brother Doug, as much as you love your children, you said you'd give your life for them. They can't go on you. Just because you come to Massanova and you sit here, you heard it and you heard it and you heard it till it no longer bothers you. And you heard it and you heard it and you heard it and you heard it. And you think it's just because you don't believe like I preach. You think it's just because you don't believe my religion. But I want to tell you my religion. I don't have a religion. I've got salvation. I'm not in a denomination. I don't have denomination. I don't have a code of rules I go by. I don't have no rules. Do you hear me? I live strictly by love, not by rules. I drink as much as I want to drink. I smoke as much as I want to smoke. I cuss as much as I want to cuss. I party as much as I want to party. I go to the places of the world as much as I want to. I do everything as much as I want to. It's the fact that I just don't want to. You look at me and say, oh preacher, you're so bound. But I'm not bound tonight. I don't live by religion. The world is what made religion. You got this group over here. Believes this way. Churches are like restaurants. If you don't like what one serves, go to the next one. If you don't like what it serves, go to the next one. And so therefore you sit here tonight and say, well, my mama taught, my daddy, my grandpa, my grandma. Don't take on judgment day. This week of revival, last week revival, you've had opportunity. And I want to tell you, God's going to look down that long throne at you. Because you knew better.
It'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who has to see death. It'll never be me who has to stand before God's throne.
As you have moved tonight.
It'll never be me.
Just for the simple fact
I've heard you say
that you've hardened your heart and would not listen.
Never be me. I don't have.
You have angered God with your attitude.
Hell cries out with people who say it'll never be me. It'll never be me. Who
who has to see death.
It'll never be me.
When God takes life right out of you, you'll scream and beg Him for mercy.
God's throne. It'll never be me. I've heard you say,
the Lord giveth and the Lord
it'll
taketh
never
away.
Be me. I don't have time to pray.
You will not sit through 2 weeks of revival and reject it
with people who say,
without God,
it'll never be me.
Getting your attention.
Never be me who takes my last breath. Never be me.
Your head bowed, every eye closed.
Who has to see?
There's some of you people that's
never
praying.
Be me.
There's some secret places in your heart you need to get up.
Before God's throne,
I tell you,
it'll never be me.
Tonight,
I've heard you say, it'll never
be me. If I was you, I'd come
me.
Down to this altar right now, right? While everybody's heads bowed, not getting this altar, and I say, okay, Jesus, tonight I'm unlocking that secret place.
With people who say, it'll never
be me. Why don't you come on tonight? Why don't you come on? I want you to hear me and hear me real well. I feel of the Spirit to say this tonight. There's somebody in this building. I want you to listen to me. This is going to be an important for you. The enemy has got a trap set, and you're walking headlong into it. You're blinded. And God's warning and warning and warning and warning. And you're fixing to walk into it. You will regret it in days to come. You hear this, preacher? You will regret it in days to come. This altar's open. Come on, get up and pray tonight. You ain't seen the last of this meeting. You have not seen the last of this meeting.
It'll never be me who takes.
You don't realize it, but God holds your breath in the palm of His hand.
It'll never be me who has to see death. It'll never be me who has to stand before God's throne.
That's what you're saying.
It'll never be me.
I've heard you say, it'll never be me. I don't have time to pray. You need to come on right now. You need to come on.
With people who say,
it'll never be me. I wouldn't let nothing keep me back tonight.
Never be me. Who takes my last breath? It'll never
be me.
Who has to see death?
It'll never be me.
Who has to stand before God's throne?
It'll never be me. I've heard you say, it'll never be me.
I don't have time to pray.
It'll never
cries out with people. Paul has said, it'll never be me.
Oh God. It's appointed to man wants to die. It's appointment you have to keep and you can't deny. Why do you lie and say you'll never face God's throne? No matter how rich, no matter how smart, for God knows the very depths of your heart. But you still say, he's not talking to me, it'll never be me. It'll never be me who takes my last breath. It'll never be me who has to see death. Oh God.
It'll never be me
who has to stand before God's throne. It'll never be me. I've heard you say, it'll never be me. I don't have time to pray. Hell cries out with people who say, it'll never be me.